So it gives us great pleasure to welcome Dadi. The good thing about being on stage with Dadi is you don't have to do much. She does all the acting, the speaking, the the sharing. So I think most of you know she's the head of the organization, Brahma Kumari's World Spiritual University. She came in 1937. And Dadi literally grew up with the founder, Brahma Baba, and she has shared umpteen stories of her experiences with the founder. And she had such deep love for God that even before finding Raj Yoga meditation, she was a lover of God. And she really wanted to know if there is a God, who is He, and what kind of truth is God. So Dadi's journey has led her from living in India, in various parts of India, I think nearly all parts, opening centers, running centers, as well as abroad. So Dadi, I think it was 1974, somebody wants to correct me, Dadi came to London, and I always find this quite admirable. Dadi was 56 years old, and she moved to London to start service in London. Which 56-year-old would consider moving, you know, their country to learn a new culture and, you know, just be open to living in what would not be your comfort zone? So Dadi left her comfort zone of India and moved to London, and ever since then, really, all the centers have mushroomed under her guidance, under her leadership. And when Dadi Kumarka passed away in 2006, then Dadi Janki took over as the head of the organization. But again, we see them all as just sisters, really spiritual leaders, but sisters in their own right. And there's never any competition, no judgment, no criticism. So Dadis, for me, really portray, or they really epitomize the knowledge that is being given here. And Dadi is really an example of what, you know, we are trying to learn, the principles, the highest principles that we are trying to live by, the teachings that are taught by the Brahma Kumaris. On a personal level, Dadi is really my mother, my friend, everything really. And she's guided me along my spiritual journey. So, without further ado, Dadi, thank you.
Sabhi ko om shanti batai na.
I think if you
main pushti hun the first time ko hum dekh rahe hai.
Tune into the English 105, please. First time, Dadi.
First time ye kahe. ये फर्स्ट टाइम देख रहे हैं बाकी जिन्होंने देखा है तो उठाओ हिंदी कौन समझेंगे अच्छा अच्छा ओम शांति ओम शांति सभी बोलो मीठे बहन भाई ओम शांति मैंने देखा Topic ye rakhi hai, inner peace, inner power.
I've just seen the topic, it's inner peace, inner power.
Translation ki zarurat nahi hai.
And so the words Om Shanti don't need a translation.
Om Shanti shabd ke, dekho awaaz theek mila hai.
You can all hear.
Okay.
Everyone's okay?
पूछो
जी दादी ओके ठीक है दादी
ठीक है ना
जी
इनर पीस इनर पावर तो मैं समझती हूँ कलिजा आते ही अपने अंदर को देखने को मिला होगा.
I'm sure as soon as you arrived yesterday, from then till now, you've got an opportunity to see yourselves.
मनुष्य शांति बाहर ढूंढते हैं.
We're talking about inner peace, and people are looking for peace outside.
देश में कोई भी कल्चर वाले, कोई भी जात धर्म वाले.
I don't think anyone of any other country, any culture, any
nationality,
any caste, none of them are free from this. Everyone has the desire for peace.
Shanti ka har ek pyaasi hai.
Everyone is thirsty for peace. Thirsty for peace and hungry for love.
Kahan se sachcha prem mile?
Hungry for true love. Where can I find true love?
Shanti mein anubhav kehta hai. जब अरुणा बोल रही थी हमारा परिचय.
As Aruna was giving my introduction.
मेरे परिचय में मैं क्या बताऊं?
I was thinking.
इसने तो शॉर्ट में परिचय बता दिया.
Aruna has given my introduction briefly, but what else could I say as my introduction?
बस सारी लाइफ में एक ही परमात्मा बाप है, जो सबका बाप है.
In my whole life, I'm believed that there's only one who is the father of all, the supreme. He is the father of all souls. If there's any difficulties, if someone performs any wrong actions, then everyone always points to the one up above.
कोई भी इंसान जात मुसीबत में तकलीफ में कोई मदद नहीं कर सकता.
When any person is in difficulty, at that time, no one else can help except the one up above. Doesn't matter how close a relationship you have with another person, but still when there's difficulties, you only reach out to the one, God, Ishwar, Allah, many different names, but it's still the same one that people are calling out to. God, Ishwar, Allah, all are the same.
इंसान जात है ना, तो मैंने देखा है. पहले भी समझती थी, पर अच्छी तरह से भी सारे विश्व की सेवा करते 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 करते.
I used to understand this before, but as I've been on world service, serving everywhere, I've had this experience.
ये सब आत्माएं मेरे बच्चे हैं.
Experience given by God that all these souls are my children, and as I've been serving them, I feel these are my brothers and sisters. When we see the body, then we say this one's my brother or my sister. We say we're brothers and sisters because we are all the children of God.
पैदा नहीं हुआ है.
एंड सो देयर्स नेवर एवर बीन एनी फीलिंग्स ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट फॉर एनीवन एल्स. हमारी
सातवें संयोग दे रही है.
एंड दिस इज व्हाई पीस इज हेल्पिंग मी. यू ऑल अंडरस्टैंडिंग.
अंदर में किसके लिए भी है.
इफ देयर्स एनी फीलिंग ऑफ डिसलाइक फॉर एनी कॉन्फ्लिक्ट विद एनीवन. Either others have that kind of feeling for me or I have that kind of feeling for others,
there
cannot be any peace. I can only have the power to remain peaceful when my inner feelings are filled with honesty, truth and love. There's love and truth, and then that's filled with honesty and humility.
सब एक एक दो के साथ संबंध में.
Coming into relationship with one another, these qualities are very useful. Honesty, truth, love, humility.
जो हम कह रही हूँ, कोई लेक्चर नहीं कर रही हूँ.
As I'm speaking, it's not a lecture that I'm giving. I don't know how to give lectures.
लिखना भी नहीं आता है.
I don't know how to write articles.
कुछ ऐसे बड़े बड़े पहले जब ज्ञान में पहले ब्रह्मा कुमारी बनने के पहले
बिफोर बिकमिंग अ ब्रह्मा कुमारी
बहुत हमारे भारत के शास्त्र स्टडी किए
आई हैड स्टडीड मेनी स्क्रिप्चर्स फ्रॉम भारत
लेकिन स्टडी करते भी
From India,
शांति नहीं थी
एंड इवन दो आई स्टडीड सो मेनी ऑफ द स्क्रिप्चर्स आई डिडंट फाइंड पीस ऑफ माइंड
को कहती थी
सो आई यूज्ड टू हैव अ कन्वर्सेशन विद गॉड
है कैसा है मुझे बता दो
कम एंड टेल मी हु आर यू व्हाट आर यू लाइक वेयर आर यू I want true peace, so come and give me your introduction. When I read the heading, Inner Peace, Inner Power.
अंदर की शांति अभी आप अनुभव करना.
So now you can experience that true inner peace. You might already have experienced it a little.
अंदर की शांति. अंदर शक्ति पैदा करती है.
The true peace inside is able to create power within
Sachai
also.
Sachai rahm, prem, andar se naturally.
Honesty, truth, mercy,
apne
love.
Liye sarva ke liye.
To feel that for the self and for others.
Pehle jab shuru mein ek hamare paas ek totka tha. जो मुझे बड़ा यूजफुल होता था
एंड देयर वाज सम सेइंग दैट आई यूज्ड टू फाइंड वेरी यूजफुल इन माय अर्ली लाइफ
दया धर्म का मूल है कोई भी धर्म है दया
मर्सी इज द रूट ऑफ मर्सी एंड कंपैशन इज द रूट ऑफ रिलीजन इट्स वेरी नेसेसरी
जो मर्सीफुल नहीं है अपने पर दया भगवान
Those who are not merciful,
भगवान दया करने वाला है
of course God is merciful but as human beings sometimes we are not able to have that mercy
धर्म का मूल है पाप मूल अभिमान
so mercy is the root of religion and ego is the root of sin
तो दया भाव नहीं होता है
when people have their ego they are not able to have mercy or forgiveness
रहम भाव नहीं दया रहम खिम्या में भी फर्क है
And there's a difference in mercy, compassion, forgiveness.
आपको अंतर मन में अच्छी अच्छी बातें जो हमारी गुम हो गई है और सब बातें सोचने
beautiful things within ourselves we have lost.
व्यवहार में आने जैसे दुनिया करती है वैसे करते हैं
And therefore we just continue to act in the same way as the world does. And now we change our way of interacting with ourselves and with everyone else. So what are we going to do now? So why do I say Om Shanti three times? First is realization of the self. Who am I?
Who am I?
Each one of you sitting here, you can ask yourselves, who am I?
एक सेकंड के लिए मैं कौन हूँ मैं ऐसे नहीं मैं कौन
नॉट द सेल्फ आई फुल ऑफ ईगो बट रियलाइज हु एम आई
मेरा कौन है
हु डू आई बिलोंग टू हु इज माइन
मैं में अंदर चले गए
व्हेन आई स्पीक ऑफ आई आई गो इनसाइड सेकंड ओम शांति हु इज माइन
मैं कौन मेरा कौन समझ में आ गया
वंस आई अंडरस्टूड हु आई एम एंड हु बिलोंग्स टू मी
समझाती है
Then I'm able to understand what I have to do. The third Om Shanti, what I need to do.
इतना तो उद्धि में समझानी चाहिए.
So there should be that much understanding within the intellect. It doesn't require long lectures.
परंतु सच्ची दिल है मेरे अंदर भावना है.
When I have those true feelings within myself.
मेरे पास सुख शांति प्रेम आनंद
when I have happiness peace love संपन्न बनना and I become full of these things it's my deep desire to become full of all of these things
सुख शांति
full of peace happiness
सुख कहाँ से मिलेगा
where am I going to find happiness
बाहर की दुनिया से नहीं मिलेगा
not in the external world
बाहर के दुनिया में भले सुख मिलेगा अल्पकाल के लिए
इवन इफ यू डू फाइंड हैप्पीनेस इन द एक्सटर्नल वर्ल्ड दैट्स ओनली टेंपरेरी
दुख मिलता है दुख अंदर मिलता है
बट जस्ट सी हाउ मच सोरो देयर इज एक्सपीरियंस्ड एंड दैट सोरो इज एक्सपीरियंस्ड डीप विदिन
इसको कभी दुख ना होता हो
इज देयर एनीवन सिटिंग हियर हु हैज नेवर फेल्ट एनी काइंड ऑफ सोरो नो सफरिंग
कोई है
If you have anyone who's free from any kind of sorrow, raise your hands. Everyone has some kind of sorrow and suffering. I'm speaking with a lot of faith, trust and pure feeling.
ये तो पता है ना ब्रह्मा बाबा किसको कहते हैं?
You all know who Brahma Baba is.
सुनने में तो बनाया.
God the Supreme made him the instrument.
Practical हमारे जीवन का कैसे sample हो?
And he demonstrated to us what should our practical life be like. Be like, so that others get that inspiration of leading that kind of life. So God asked me, child, are you giving any sorrow to anyone?
50 years हो गया.
That must have been 50 years ago.
उसके पहले भी मेरा ध्यान था मैं किसको दुख न दूँ.
But even before that, I used to pay attention that I don't give any sorrow to anyone.
मैं से किसको दुख न मिले.
No one should feel any kind of sorrow from me.
इससे मिला है दुख न मिले ना.
And I've received so much strength from that.
सदा शांति भी रहने का.
Constantly being aware of remaining.
जैसे ईश्वर ने आशीर्वाद दिया है.
Happy and peaceful. It says that this is a blessing from God to constantly remain happy and peaceful.
मैंने कहा बाबा, मैं दुख लेती नहीं बट देंगी भी नहीं, कोई देती नहीं हूँ तो लेती भी नहीं हूँ.
And then I was always aware that not only am I not giving any sorrow to others, but I don't take any sorrow from others either.
चलो मैं किसको दूँ नहीं.
And always make sure that I don't give any sorrow to others. But sometimes situations are like that. Tests come and so you might feel sorrow in that. But I always made sure I kept myself free from that. I didn't take any sorrow from any situation. But for that I need to have a very strong heart. Doesn't matter what the situation is, but for me not to feel any sorrow in that.
संबंध में किसका बस अचानक कोई दुख देने शुरू कर दे.
Sometimes there be problems through the body, sometimes through relationships, sometimes others come and try to cause sorrow for you.
मजबूत दिल.
But no, when my heart is true, when my heart is strong, then I am not affected in any way.
अपना काम करता है.
Those who are giving sorrow, they do their work and let them do that, that's fine. But I mustn't take any sorrow. Once I start accepting sorrow, then there will be many others who come to give sorrow also. They'll come and test me. But once I've made myself so true and strong, then nothing can touch me. If I am true and merciful, I won't give any sorrow to others. But when I am strong, with that power of truth, then even if someone tries to give me sorrow, I will not accept it. So what does such a person become like? Someone who doesn't accept any sorrow from anyone. Then no matter what kind of tests come in front of me, I will not wilt even slightly. My face won't change. My face should never change seeing the situations. And that only happens when I have that inner power.
Peaceful, loveful, merciful.
So being peaceful, powerful, loveful, merciful, full, powerful, to be full in all of these qualities.
Peace thori na ho.
Not to have just a little bit of peace, but be full of peace.
Overflow bhi ho jave.
And it doesn't matter if your peace overflows. If the atmosphere is good, then
itni
yes,
peace.
It will overflow.
To maine kisi ko hasi mein bola.
I said to someone jokingly,
sabke dilya टुकड़ा टुकड़ा हो गई है.
Everyone's hearts have been broken into pieces. Isn't that right? giving a bit of your heart to someone. There's a song in Hindi. Their heart is broken into 1,000 pieces. Some pieces fall in one place, others pieces fall in another place. So the 1,000 pieces of the heart have been scattered everywhere. But now I've found so much peace that it's working like glue and is bringing together the pieces of the heart. And therefore there cannot be any ill feeling at all. So I have to become so strong. If there's the slightest bit of sorrow that I experience, then my peace will be lost. I have to make my heart honest, merciful, and a big heart.
जो बेचारे दिलों को जो दुख मिला हुआ है ना,
the hearts that have felt sorrow, the hearts that have been hurt, should become healed.
Heart को
heal the hearts that have been hurt, because they have been hurt in many different situations.
सभी की दिलियाँ, भले इंडियन के हो, इंडियन हो या
doesn't matter what nationality you are, Indian, African, Middle East, doesn't matter, but hearts are of the same matter. If you speak of the heart, you're going to place your heart, hand on your heart, head, vision. The three are very deeply connected. When there's tears of love, then the tears won't fall from your eyes, but tears of sorrow, then you'll have to wipe the tears, they'll just not stop. Sometimes the feeling is, you want to cry, but who do you cry with? You try to suppress the tears, and when you try to suppress the tears, then you'd come into depression. Nowadays people become depressed so much in the whole world. So many souls are depressed.
इतना है,
because there's so much sorrow, peacelessness.
बतावे तो मुश्किल न बता तो
it's difficult for them to share with others.
और का बताएगा.
And when they do share it, then they share it with that feeling, so it becomes even more.
को मिटाने के लिए.
And so in order to finish the sorrow and peacelessness.
करने के लिए आए हो.
We've come here to learn how to finish that.
ये हॉस्पिटल है या यूनिवर्सिटी है.
And I say, what is this? Is it a hospital, a university, or a home? Home, hospital, and a university. What do you feel this is? Is it a home, a hospital, or a university? It's our own home. You all feel this is your home, do you not? You've come to your own home, haven't you? Who have you come to?
और घर में कौन बैठे
है? Who's sitting in the home? It's my family.
हमारे सब बहन भाई है.
Now, you're all my brothers and sisters.
सभी के दिलों में सच्चाई और प्रेम है.
In everyone's heart there's truth and love, and this is why we've experienced peace.
शांति कहाँ से आवे?
Where can peace come from?
सच्चाई इंसान जात को सच्चाई चाहिए.
Human beings need that truth and honesty.
मैंने देखा है, एक बार सिंगापुर में थी.
Once I was in Singapore,
and
it was suddenly that they organized a program in a hotel. Brother Ibrahim, raise your hand.
सामने बैठे छोटा छोटा दिखाई पड़ता है.
But you're saying you're not so visible here because tiny. But she's saying just as you had the program in Bahrain.
आपने इसलिए बुलाया मेरे को.
I didn't know why you had called me to Bahrain for the conference.
इतना प्यार.
And it was all organized so suddenly, and you had called me.
खींच के यहाँ ले आया.
And you've been pulled to come here with that honesty and love. Which love brought you here? Who taught you how to have that love? Who is my teacher? It's that one who is the master of all.
अनुभव है.
This faith, this experience. The experience of truth can never be forgotten. Anything that's false and artificial is forgotten easily. The truth within helps to finish the falsehood inside. So in Singapore they had a program just suddenly. Text gunning from America. He had also come to meet Daddy there in Singapore. Daddy had just gone to visit Singapore for a few days and he found out that Daddy was there, so he organized a program in the hotel. So he said, those who sit to listen to this knowledge, they should never become tired because I have a lot of material to share with others. Lots of material inside. I don't know how to listen to other things or to relate other things. But it's essential to listen to good things. So I said to them that don't engage yourselves in these four things. The type of behavior that we shouldn't be involved with. And even today that brother, he remembers those four things. Not to tell lies, the four things. I've never told a lie in my life. Nowadays people are afraid to be honest and tell the truth. They work with lies. But one is not to tell lies. Two is never to steal anything. Not to steal even a single penny. There's no need for that. You tell lies with your words. Sometimes there's fear inside and so you tell lies. There's fear in telling the truth. And you steal something because of greed. Third, I mustn't deceive anyone. That you show yourself to be one thing and internally something else. And fourth, not to defame anyone. When human beings defame others, then it's very difficult to... You can't bear to hear that. Even when a wife is defaming or saying bad things about her husband, sometimes that's not bearable. There are some souls who can't go to sleep without defaming others. They're always speaking of such bad things of others. I say, really, I'm telling you honestly, this one's like this. Such people, it's just they're not aware of what their true life is like, what it should be like. So if I want to create a good life, I have to free myself from these four things. It will be very good for each one to become free of these four things. So God has saved me from defaming anyone. But I said, thanks to God, no one has the strength to come in front of me and defame others. Why should they do that? Those who are defaming others, initially they are making plans of what to do, how to say bad things about others. They are never able to see anything good in anyone else. They'll only see the weaknesses. And when others look at them with that bad vision, then they have bad feelings. But sitting here, all of you must have felt that God has taught us such good things that we should look at one another with a very good vision, seeing goodness in everyone. Is this the experience you've had? In many places, language is not understood, but yet people say yes, they nod when they hear. And they say, we didn't understand the words, but we understood the feelings of the heart. It's a law of nature that the feelings communicate more loudly than words.
दिमाग का दृष्टि से खुशी है तो दिखाई पड़ती है, गम ये दिखाई पड़ती है.
The heart, the head, the eyes, all very deeply connected. So if one is happy, it's visible through the eyes. If one is upset, that's also visible through the eyes.
उसका डिफरेंट होता है.
Everyone's way of communicating their feelings in this way is the same. It's not any different for anyone.
अनुसार भी ये एक बना हुआ नियम.
This is a
किसी के भी आंखें
discipline kind of created by the law of nature. The ears, the eyes, the nose, the feet, the hands. All of that is the same for all human beings. No human being is different. But yet there's a lot of feelings of duality within the self. A lot of feelings of discrimination within the self. So now we have to finish all of these feelings of discrimination. This year we are celebrating the Platinum Jubilee, 75 years of the Brahma Kumaris.
Since
1937. That the work of the Brahma Kumaris began. The teachings we've received, the understanding we've received, it has helped to create wonderful lives of many.
So
God has made us instruments to serve many others. It's been 40 years since I was serving outside of Bharat. When we first started, we were 14 years in Pakistan, and in those days, there was this total renunciation. There was no desires, no attachments, but just total concentration on meditation to remain connected with God through remembrance. And this helped to develop that inner power so that we weren't able to have any kind of ill feelings in any situation, no matter what kind of test came in front of us.
धीरज रखने की शक्ति,
the power to tolerate, the power to have patience.
मनुष्य में धीरज है.
When a person has patience, then he can pass in everything. So I always tell people to have 3 tablets every day.
Patience,
the tablets of patience, peace and love. That's all you need to take to remain healthy. In interacting with others from morning till night, all you need is these 3 things. Patience, peace and love. Where there's patience, there's peace, there's also love. Then it's as though you're able to enjoy the sovereignty. Nothing affects you. You don't have any thoughts about anything then.
धीरज जाने नहीं देता धीरज.
When you have patience, you don't get engrossed in waste thoughts.
सहन शक्ति इतनी क्या बड़ी बात है, ठीक हो
जाएगा. There's so much power of tolerance. You feel, well, what's the big deal? Everything's going to be fine. Sometimes people get so upset thinking, oh, such a big deal. But no, just remain patient, be peaceful. Sometimes people become upset making mountains out of a molehill. Just understand, when you understand who I am and who I belong to, then even a big thing becomes very small. So that we'd like you all to know how to make big things small. And Daddy has many experiences of this. You have this experience too. When you think, sometimes you get so caught up in the little things, you think too much and become so big. But sometimes even big things, and internally you have that inner sound speaking, it says it's okay, it will be fine. The sound that's filled with faith that makes you say it's going to be fine, and truly those big things feel like they're nothing.
Jhoot, chori, thagi, ninda,
So first of all, let me pay attention and become free from the four things, telling lies, stealing, deceiving and defaming. And then what will happen?
Shanti mera dharma hai.
I realize peace is my religion.
Mera dharma hi shanti hai.
My religion is peace.
Sachai parmatma ki shakti hai.
And I have God's power of truth
within the self.
When I have the truth, I am able to have God's power, and so all falsehood finishes.
Prem, to bas Ishwar ki akrishan.
And with love, feeling God's attraction, that's able to make me free from all kinds of sorrow and peacelessness.
Swadharma shant. Wo mera baap hai.
My original religion is peace. The Almighty Authority is my father, and I receive the power from him.
Shanti ki shakti, inner peace, inner power.
So experiencing the power of peace within, and then the relationships with one another,
prem itna
filled with so much love.
Aapke prem ne mujhe khench ke yahan laya hai.
I feel it's your love that has brought pulled me here.
Prem ne aapko yahan laya hai.
Or you can even say God's love has pulled all of you here. Is that right? You've all been pulled here by love. Otherwise, who would bother taking time out to come here? Why would one take time out otherwise? Definitely, there's the experience of love that made you all come here. And I say with this guarantee,
Shanti, Prem, Shakti, Tino se apka andar sara.
You'll be filled with, you'll become full of peace, love and power. And all the sorrow, peacelessness, worries, everything will be removed. And so tonight, don't go to sleep. I'll come here and have Amrit Vela with all of you. I'll be here with you at 4 o'clock for the meditation. People ask me, how do you go to sleep at night?
जो उसने खुद खुदा ने अपना बना लिया.
I just feel God himself made me belong to him.
तो मेरा Companion of God का जो बुक है,
my book,
दे दो.
Companion of
inside
God.
Inside out.
And inside out. अंदर whatever is inside.
बाहर निकालो.
Let that come, whatever is inside, throw that out. And then what God is giving, keep that inside yourself and then give that to others. So look at your inner mind. Wherever the heart is, it's able to. It's the heart that feels the sorrow and happiness. It's the mind that becomes peaceless. When the mind becomes peaceful, the heart becomes happy. When the mind is peaceless, then the heart trembles. It's not able to feel good. So go into the depth of this.
That
connection of the heart and the mind, and the intellect between the two. Once you have the understanding in the intellect, then the intellect will enable you to keep your heart loveful and the mind peaceful. The intellect keeps the mind peaceful, the heart happy and loveful. And then the good things that God is teaching, you're able to put that into your life. And taking the name of one God, you're able to say, thank you, Baba, that you've brought such brothers and sisters to me. What should I do? Say say welcome, say thank you to all of you. You're all welcome. and take as many treasures as you want, the treasures of happiness, the treasures of peace, the treasure of love, take as many as you want. No one's going to say no to you for that. Is that fine? Everything okay? So whatever you just heard, you'll think about it. So main thing is don't let there be anything else in your intellect. If other things emerge, then just throw them out and just remember these things. And amongst yourselves also, with one another, only talk of these things and nothing else. Filled with happiness, peace, love. You'll be so lost in that love that when anyone in the world looks at you, they'll feel, where did you get all of these treasures from? And then you can share with them. You can also see these and experience them for yourselves. Is it okay?
3 minutes.